Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Hey, Eric and Morning Crew. I was recently driving down the highway heading towards an I-Pass open tolling area. In that area, they have solid stripes between the lanes to indicate that you shouldn't change lanes while going through the sensors. You've seen these, right?
Yep.
Lo and behold, the car just ahead of me changed lanes right under the sensors. And that got me wondering, is it possible if you change lanes right under the sensors, you're going to get charged twice? Just wondering. Thanks, Molly.
Whoa.
Good question. Good question. Why are you staring at me, Melissa? Melissa's literally like staring at me like I just stole something.
No.
And you know what? And I could see there was one of those. She's staring at me, but she doesn't see me.
She's like, you're in my way of my thoughts.
She's seeing what's up in her head.
I know. Because I'm totally thinking that through. And then I'm trying to imagine, you know, how you put yourself in that position when you're going. And then you're like, you're at a certain point when you think it catches your license plate number.
Well, because each lane has its own sensor above it that reads your I-Pass indicator. Mine's on my windshield. Yours is on your license plate?
Mine, well, I don't have it on the plate, but I think that they'll double check things. So they'll always be able to see your plate, too. Like, if they need to double check something or if someone hasn't paid,
I'm going to go on the record. The I-Pass people have never checked anything. They just send the bill and hope that you pay it. And then if you contest, they're like, fine, we'll check it. Mm. But there isn't the extra, let us check it before we bill you for it, effort being put into place.
I don't know about, I don't know all about that. I'm just saying that if you don't have an I-Pass, they'll get you by your license
I don't think there's
plate.
A meeting at the tollway where they go, listen, right, before we send out any bills, I want you to check all of them.
Double check
them all, and if there's any mistakes on our side, let's fix those before we send those out.
Yeah, that's definitely not happening.
I don't see that happening.
No.
I think they say, you know what? We're only sending out 1,000. Send out 1,200 and see if anybody notices.
Right.
Maybe they'll just pay it and just roll with it.
For
just send some to people don't even know.
Yeah. For sure.
See what happens.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's probably extra complicated because you're not supposed to stop at the plazas anymore. No one is.
Right.
So even if you don't have an I-Pass, you're still just supposed to roll through. So I suppose they're checking your plates on those, right?
Well, yeah, I think the ones that register as empty, they check to see if you have it. Those, but the regular everyday ones, I don't.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, no, believe me, I've had, you wouldn't even believe the kind of mistakes I've had on my I-Pass account before.
It was
like weird
little,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine does too. It's like going to the driver's license facility, Melissa. I don't see any of them there going, before you stand in line for 3 hours, let me check some things and make sure everything's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
You got to wait in line. Don't
or they say to
me.
You, tell you what, I was going to lunch. I'll skip lunch and help you.
Oh, that's really not going to happen.
Not happening.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. By the way, lunch comes up on this morning's Eric in the Morning list. But back to the original question. Does anybody know, can you get double billed if you were to switch lanes right underneath the I-Pass tolling area? You know, crossing over one of those white lines. I don't know why you wouldn't, unless you were coming in hot, baby. That Camry in front of you was really slow, and you had to dart over.
Yeah, you got them in your, like, blind spot. They couldn't catch you.
I don't know. 312-233-1019. Does anybody know? That's what Molly's asking on. Hey, I was wondering, maybe John has an answer. Hi, John.
Hey, Eric. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Not bad. So, first question. Changing lanes through the toll shouldn't make a difference. They're kind of all connected and it all merges into a big picture.
Okay.
But the real reason I had called is they do check about your license plate because it's happened to me. I've gone through the toll without my I-Pass. They send me an email saying, hey, we saw your license plate. Here's your picture. You don't have your I-Pass. Put it in or we're going to pull on you or something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I have gone through the same thing without my I-Pass and they send me a bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
really?
About a million times.
And they'll times it by like two.
And then I have to call them or send them an email with my transponder number or whatever. And they're like, all right.
See, I don't know.
Maybe they like you. Maybe you know a guy over there, John. You know a guy?
Not that I know, but who knows? You know, I work on elevators, so maybe I pick somebody.
Secret admirer over there at the tollway office, maybe. Maybe you have a secret admirer. Could be.
Could be.
How's the elevator business?
Not bad.
Yeah. Up and down?
Yeah. Comedy.
Wow. 6 o'clock in the morning.
God.
You're out
with
that one. Right. Amazing.
Woo! You're going to stop listening now, aren't you, John?
What?
Yeah. What?
Listen to who?
Exactly. He lost service in that one.
John, we're going to send you a prize for just dealing with that. We'll just send him one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs.
Oh, perfect.
So, Ani, an Eric in the Morning travel mug for our good friend John there, doing all that hard work on the elevators. It's an up and down business coming at you.
That's great.
There you are. Listen to the Violetta Comedy Podcast, available every Thursday afternoon.
It's about that good.
Don't miss it. They say in a new survey, only 20% of workers prioritize lunch on lunch break. We can't have that. Mm-mm. It's time to get some lunch. Top three things you're having for lunch today, Woody.
I got me some potato soup with bacon and white cheddar cheese.
Oh my God, Woody,
another
I love you.
Another good comfort food on a rainy day. You throw that in, grab lunch with Bill.
Just a boring, healthy salad.
Boring, healthy salad. Somebody's watching his waistline.
Yeah.
Erica, for lunch.
A large caramel iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
All right.
Speaking our language.
There it is right there. At number three, we have a tie. We start the rolling of peas, as I say. Lauren, for lunch.
I am having Portillo's today.
Portillo's tied at number three with the second P. John.
Going to Potbelly.
Potbelly's at number two. The third P, Kevin.
Pork belly tacos.
And finally, in at number one, hey, Shannon, what are you having for lunch?
I'm having a spicy Asian soup with homemade oat cookies.
Oh, my God. All right, hang on.
Homemade cookies?
Sit down for that one.
Somebody get me some Tums. Wow, I don't know if I could manage that. Homemade spicy Asian soup.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you have it for dinner last night?
Last night was a veggie bean dumbo.
Wow!
Your
you are just
really good
lighting
too.
Things
sounds
up.
Intense.
In about 12 hours, stay away from Shannon.
Yeah. I want you to come cook at my house.
I talked to our good friend Pat Tomasulo over there from the Niner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, and he's got his Laughter Face Off benefit.
He does,
which
yeah.
is going virtual, and so he's joining us here in a second. Then I'm looking at his lineup. Good God, man!
Really?
It's good.
He's got all the big names.
Wow.
Like Jeff's on there, Brad Garrett's on there, Bob Saget's on there, our good friend Bonnie Hunt is on there.
Wow.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Stop it.
Who
no
was
kidding.
On with us just a little bit ago. Remember that? He's got Jim Gaffigan there. Bill Burr. He's got Bill.
My God.
Bill is my favorite comedian other than Pat.
I know.
Of all time. I mean, just horribly filthy, which I love.
Yeah.
And just brings all the anger from a really funny place.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, my friend, never underestimate the power of guilt. It will get people to do the most amazing things. That and nobody has anything to do right now, Eric.
That's true.
Nobody can tell me they're booked. They can't make. Nobody's doing anything.
Can you introduce me to Bill Burr? I love that guy.
I got him through. There's a comedian, Joey. This guy, Bill Burr, man. Let me tell you, this guy is just. First of all, he's my favorite too.
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
Right.
But the guy has just got a heart of gold. He produced a show for Comedy Central. Where he was giving upcoming stand-ups a shot, right? Like it was a half-hour showcase. He found a buddy of mine just tooling YouTube, a Chicago comic, Joey Villagomez. Got to give a shout-out to Joey.
All right.
And they just became pals. And Joey asked him, and Bill was like, oh, my God, absolutely. Never heard of this thing. Oh, yeah, I'll do it. The guy's just like, he's just a big soft. He did it immediately.
He's great. He is a great guy. Yeah. Laugh your face off. So you've gone virtual. Now, normally this would be an in-person thing, but now you're going online, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, we don't have much of a choice, right?
Right.
We were supposed to do this in April, right? As this thing kind of kicked off, and we delayed it and delayed it, and we knew that we weren't going to be able to really do anything live. So we started, as the buzzword is now, we started pivoting.
Gotcha.
We pivoted.
I got you.
To a virtual event, and it's kind of cool because You know, listen, it sucks doing stand-up comedy over the computer now. I mean, it's nothing that any of us got into this for. But the cool thing is now, you know, is we sell out at Park West in a week, right? And
right.
There's so many people who want to come who can't. And now, like, we're going to have, I think, a couple thousand people watching this, which is fantastic. So
silver
lining. We got all these special messages and videos from all these big name comics, and then McGann and Steve Byrne and Megan Gailey and I are going to be doing live performances.
Awesome.
And you know, it's kind of like a TV show. We put together like an hour plus TV show instead of the live event.
Perfect. Now this is let's get this clear. Now, if people want to watch it, register to be a part of the event, the date, times, give me all that.
Yeah, just go to laughyourfaceoff.org, all the common spelling, no jokey spellings,
gotcha.
laughyourfaceoff.org, and then we're gonna start streaming. It's totally free.
Oh, good.
You know, if you want to donate, that would be wonderful, too, but it's going to start 7 o'clock on Saturday night with our pre-show, and then 7:30 the performances start, and then we also have... You know, the silent auction we do every year that you guys are very generous to donate to, but we couldn't do stuff like that this year because we don't know when the hell this thing is going to end.
Right.
So we got a lot of prizes and gifts and all that stuff, and every dollar you donate is going to go directly to our foundation.
All right, and it goes about an hour, you said, and you and Pat are going to be live at Zanies and Rosemont. So we'll see you guys performing
live.
Yeah,
I'll be in Rosemont. I'll be tossed. Pat will be home. Megan will be in L.A. Steve is actually on the road, so he's gonna call in from where he is. And and big shout out to Zanies and Rosemont for lending us the facility. Bert and everybody over there have always been so great to us.
All right, tomorrow night, laughyourfaceoff.org, yes?
Will there be a laugh track at Zanies when you're performing?
Comedy.
No, man, I'm
dry.
Used to performing.
Okay.
It'll be fine, man. When you do enough Tuesday night open mics, you're used to nobody laughing.
Okay.
So this will be fine. I don't care.
There you go.
Okay,
laughyourfaceoff.org. Register. Make sure you check out the event. That's tomorrow night. And you said 7 o'clock, Pat?
Yeah, 7 o'clock we'll do a little pre-show, and then 7:30 is when the comedy starts.
Got it. Hey, are you and Paul finally decide to go back to work? Are you, like, in the studio finally? What the hell,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, we are, but, like, they gave me, so, I wanted to come back, but Amy was very concerned, right?
Sure.
Because, you know, she's got some autoimmune issues, too, that we really have to be careful about.
Understood.
So I said, you guys got to give me a workspace that nobody is good, because I haven't had my own office here for 15 years. The security director has an office. I don't have an office.
That's perfect.
Anyway, so they gave me an office, and it's like on the other side of the building, which I've kind of always dreamed of, because I'm the kind of guy when I'm working, I don't like to be interrupted. I don't like, but this is like, I feel like I'm in a rendition here. I'm on the other side of the room, the building in this, you know, this office that nobody can find. The good thing is I finally have windows, which is nice. But the windows are pointing out to a street, so like anybody can see what's going on in here. So now I'm a little concerned that some guy's going to be walking his dog and get home and be like, honey, you're never going to believe it. I saw Tom Panasulo from WGN in his office. Guy was up to his knuckles picking his nose. I couldn't believe this guy. But it's nice. I get daylight in here.
That helps.
And it's good to be back. It is good. It sucks being home.
All right, so once again, laughyourfaceoff.org, and thank you again to you and Larry. You know, speaking of before all this happened, where you joined me for a drink, you know, we do the Eric in the Morning Have a Drink series, and that's been put on hold now. I can't wait for that to come back. But, yeah, get Bill Burr on that for me, would you?
I apologize that Larry didn't wear his sweet leather jacket for that.
That's nice.
That's what I was waiting for.
I implored him to, and that was fun. Man, that feels like 10 years ago.
I think it was. Hey, you can find it online somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Continued success on everything that you're doing, okay?
Thank you all.
Anytime we can help you, let us know. We're here for you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thomasulo, laughyourfaceoff.org. Make sure you're watching that tomorrow night. Gwyneth Paltrow is reportedly helping Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson plan their wedding. It was Dakota's idea to get Gwyneth involved, says a source. Gwyneth has all the best contacts in L.A. and a whole team of Goop tastemakers on her payroll to help out, too.
Yeah.
So it's opportunity presenting itself. Chris and Gwyneth were married from 2003 to 2016. They were married 13 years.
Yeah, it's a long time. And they lived together after they were divorced.
They were
co-parenting.
Consciously
uncoupling. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I guess anybody listening who had an ex involved with the wedding? Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Hi. Ex involved?
My cousin had her husband, her ex-husband, and they had been married like 20 years, be the photographer at her second wedding.
Oh, no, no.
Your
no.
cousin's photographer at her wedding was her ex-husband?
Yes.
Well, that's smooth.
I feel like they'd capture the worst pictures of me.
With all the bad angles.
Purpose.
He knows your bad side. He would only take pictures of your bad side.
it was a beautiful, beautiful pictures.
I'm
he
certain.
Was more cordial than he had been during the marriage, so it worked out pretty good.
I was getting paid. All
right. yeah. Funny how that works.
All right. Look at that. An ex helping out with the wedding, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Good. So my husband's ex-girlfriend from high school actually did all of our hair for the wedding.
Your husband's ex-girlfriend from high school did your hair as the bride?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's some trust.
Wow.
You asked her to do it?
I did. So her and I actually graduated high school together, and her and my husband dated in high school.
Oh.
But we became friends after.
Right.
She still does my hair. She's wonderful.
Aww.
I can see that.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
That's
I like it.
I can see it. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Exes helping exes at their weddings.
Yeah, I am the ex. I'm helping my ex-wife's wedding.
Really?
You are the one helping your ex-wife get married.
Yes, I am building them an arch. I'm actually picking up, like, the chairs and setting it up for them.
Oh,
and I'm actually going to give, like, a little speech.
Are you serious?
You going to break on alimony when she gets married or something? Like, let's move this, babe. Let's move this.
Oh, you're pretty amazing.
How did they pick you? What's your business? Why are you the guy for this?
Just because I have a great relationship with my ex, so really I'm just helping out.
Ah, that's nice.
Oh my. Her
that's
new husband's not manly enough to do any of that, right?
Whoa, hey.
Oh, no.
Oh man, wow.
He doesn't know how to build an arch.
Side edge coming around here.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful man. Wonderful man. Everybody's wonderful. A lot of love in the room.
Everybody's
come on, it's Friday Bride Day. Let's turn this thing dark.
Friday Bride Day. Bridezilla stories on the way. Just as much fun as croquet. Friday, Bride Day, oh yeah.
All sorts of wedding stuff. I wonder if there are many weddings this weekend, heading into wedding fall season, the fall wedding season.
Yeah, I feel like they kick in more like around October.
Do they?
Yeah.
A new survey reveals the average cost per person to attend a wedding is how much. Now, these are all weddings. You know, you're going to the Justice of the Peace, you're going to City Hall, or you're going to St. Lucia. Averaging it all out. Nice round number. What do you think it is, Melissa?
And this was hard. I'm going to say 400.
Whip, what were you going to say?
I'm going to go with 1,000.
Violetta, what were you going to say?
500.
All right. Let's see what we've got here. Hey, Jessica, what were you going to say?
I was going to guess what Melissa said, 400.
400. It's more.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay.
Told you, it's a nice round number, too.
Yeah.
Matt knows his way around weddings. Matt, the average cost to attend a wedding is how much?
$600.
Exactly right.
Okay.
$600. That's why I always say when people are like, oh, I don't know if I can invite these people to the wedding. I don't want them to be upset. I'm like, they're not going to be upset.
Yeah.
They're going to be relieved.
Mm-hmm. It's costly.
But don't you think you drink a lot at the open bar? Make up for that?
Not $600 worth.
Yeah. Mm.
The average cost to attend a wedding is $602. So I rounded it to 600.
Okay.
What do you think the average cost for a bachelor and bachelorette party is?
Ooh.
What do you think that costs?
200?
Anybody else?
350.
500.
217, Melissa. 217. 80% of people think weddings are too expensive and are okay not being invited.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
I told you.
Yeah,
I told you. 80%.
They are so expensive.
Can I say, I have a wedding coming up that was postponed and now they've gone back to do it. And this is the most excited I've been about a wedding because it's a 1920s theme.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to be doing a little swinging there.
Isn't that crazy?
Are you going to talk like a 20s gangster?
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, congratulations.
Hey,
Chicago, say.
I'll get married here, say.
Want a pack of smokes?
Hey.
Have cigarette girls walking around?
Yeah.
Melissa's favorite thing of all time. Where is that? Is it like?
It's in Indiana.
Okay.
I don't know the name of it.
And why did they decide to go with a 20s themed wedding, a roaring 20s?
Well, my friend who's getting married, she's like 100% Italian and she's so fun, but she loves like all the old, really classy, classic things.
Right.
She even still kind of dresses like that now, but an updated version.
Right.
She's unbelievable. She's something to be seen.
Well, so everybody loves Italian, especially millennials. More on that coming up.
Mamma mia.
More on that in a second. Yeah, so Roaring 20s wedding. Yeah, but you don't know where it is. Is it at the Holodome in Kokomo?
No.
I'm glad you brought that up, Melissa. I'm interested in this. 312-233-1019. So if the average cost of a wedding is $600 and that's, you know, everything, that's whether or not you're going down to the VFW hall or the Moose Lodge or you're going to somewhere in St. Bart's. So they average it out. Where did you once attend a wedding? Where did you go? Where was the wedding? The strangest spot. You know, like your crazy cousin down in Kentucky had his wedding at Hooters. All right.
They loved it.
Guess we're going down to the Lexington Hooters.
Yeah.
That's the fancy Hooters.
312-233-1019. You once attended a wedding where? The average cost for a person to attend a wedding is $600. That's because the ones in the Caribbean are driving the rate up from the ones at the Moose Lodge.
Totally.
Finding the average somewhere in the middle. You once went to a wedding where? 312-233-1019. Hi, Esme.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
You went to a wedding where?
It was a motorcycle racetrack.
Motorcycle racetrack wedding. Nice.
Yes, they got married at the finish line.
Oh, wow. I bet they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, where else would you get married at a motorcycle racetrack?
The start line?
No.
Aren't they the same?
I would think the finish line's better. Yeah, they're all kind of the same. That's true. Was it enjoyable? Was it fun?
I mean, it was fun. It was definitely different.
Uh-huh.
The decor was like motorcycle tires everywhere. The cake was motorcycle tires.
Right.
And the bride wore a veil made out of a cheese. Her veil was a checkered flag.
Right.
What?
There you go. It's a checkered flag.
Well, that's different.
Everybody's breathing in exhaust the whole time. It's great.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, went to a wedding where, Kelsey?
So it was actually my wedding. It was held at Yerkes Observatory in Williams Bay, right outside of...
Oh, I know where the observatory is. Yeah, in Williams Bay. Right around the corner from Fontana if you're heading over to Gordy's or Chuck's, right?
You got it. Yeah. You got it. Home of the largest refracting telescope, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who knew?
Yeah, the golf course used to be around it, and now it's gone.
Yeah,
they closed everything around there.
They closed it all.
What do they do at the conservatory?
You can get gas for $1.88 at that mobile right around the corner. It's crazy.
You're obsessed with gas prices.
No way.
It is not $1.88.
It's $1.88 at the mobile right around the corner from the Yerkes. I was just there.
The price is not the problem. The fact that you know that is scary.
I know.
And the fact that you have to drive all that way to get there, that offsets it completely.
I'm just telling you. I know all the fine little facts of the area.
God.
If you take that corner too quickly, right by the Yerkes Observatory, too, you're gonna roll your car or hit a deer.
Oh, has that happened to anybody you know?
Oh man, every time I go around that corner, there's a deer.
Well, hopefully you stopped for gas to slow down.
You got married where, Lexi?
Illinois. I don't know exactly where.
But where was what was the wedding? It's the reason you're calling, Lexi, because you saw you were at a wedding where?
At a Whirly Ball.
There it is.
Oh, in Illinois. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
I think I might have been hit in the head during that.
Right.
And finally, attended a wedding where, Frank?
Oh, in the basement of a bowling alley.
Oh, they have basements?
Why the basement?
No, that's what was available. That's what they do.
We can have you upstairs, or we can take you downstairs for a third of the price.
Yeah,
we'll take the basement.
It's league night upstairs. Can't interrupt that.
Yeah.
Right.
Cosmic Bowl starting soon.
Exactly.
Was it a good time?
Yeah, it was fun. It's a great Wisconsin wedding. Packer gear was the wardrobe of the day.
Wow.
Everybody had on the greatest shoes, too. Yeah, great. Friday, that's what we're talking.
Friday, Friday. Bridezilla stories on the way. Just as much fun as croquet. Friday, Friday, oh yeah.
Get ready. Because S is about to get weird.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We are jam-packed.
What?
Every phone line is stacked. with strange, weird body quirks.
Yeah. We all got them.
Kim Kardashian has six toes. She's lying. She does. She said, no, that's not a toe. We're like, that's a toe.
Looked like a toe.
Whip's like, my cat had six toes. It looked exactly like that. That's a toe.
It's true.
What is your weird body quirk? I'm going from too many toes to not enough. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. I've been looking for my fifth toe this whole time.
You have four toes?
Four toes, yes.
On both feet?
No, just the right foot.
Oh.
Okay. Which one are you missing? Big, little, middle?
Probably the index one. The second one.
The number two, the really long pointy one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Just born that way, just didn't have one, that's that.
What's that?
Just born that way?
I was just born that way, yeah.
Do you feel lopsided? Like, can you walk okay?
No, he walks with a limp.
Okay, you know, that one's more like flat-footed, but surprisingly, I've been able to, you know, do sports and regular stuff.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I wonder if we could do, like, you know, how Dr. Sklar over at Foot First does toe shortening. I wonder if we could do toe addition.
No. Like, I bet you can do anything with your toes.
Build a toe.
Yeah.
Might be.
Maybe.
Your weird body quirk, Rich.
Yeah, I'm like a shark. I have 13 more teeth embedded in my gums.
What?
13 extra teeth.
Oh.
Those are just still there. The two front teeth, I've had three sets come down and six canines come down.
Wow.
Shut up.
Don't tell him to shut up. He called the show. Why are you so rude? Jeez.
No,
stop rubbing your own from the show. What are you doing?
Because I'm so thrown off. I've never heard of such a thing. Why
are you doing that?
No, I mean, I've heard of like one extra tooth and they'll have to like pull it out, but not that many.
It's like Freddie Mercury. Remember Freddie Mercury reportedly had the double layered teeth.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember that?
Yeah. Didn't he say that that's how he could sing so well?
Right.
His mouth was bigger.
Right. All right. Hey, Kylie, weird body quirk.
Yes, my brother was actually born with 11 fingers and 11 toes.
Oh, wow. Hang on, we should give him the previous caller needs a toe. Maybe we can hook the two of them up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Which side has the extra one?
I believe it was his left hand and his right foot, but they actually grew out of his pinky finger, and then there was no bone structure in them.
So it's just like a little floppy finger hanging out of his finger.
Oh, my
God.
Yes. Yeah, that's wild.
So at the hospital, they ended up just tying a string around it and letting it die and fall off.
Are you serious? Like they do with the belly button.
Like that
that's what they did to my friend, but they did in a third world country, so I wasn't sure if that was right.
Yeah, this is your standard belly button routine. Maybe that's what happened, Rachel.
Hi. Yeah, my stepdad, he had no belly button.
None.
And we were younger. Our friends just thought it was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
That has to look so weird.
He is smooth as a baby's bottom right there.
He was just floating around, no umbilical cord?
I don't know. I have no idea how that would work.
Right, just closed it off. It just closed off. It sealed off. Mother Nature said, you don't need one.
Okay.
How about this one, Gina?
Hi.
Hi, weird body quirk?
So my ex-husband, we've been divorced for 20 years, and as I sat here thinking, he actually had two strange body quirks. Maybe he was an alien or something. He was born with two thumbs. And when he was born, the doctor decided to take, I guess, the smallest one off.
We should say two thumbs on one hand, because I was born with two thumbs.
But that's not the weirdest one. He was actually born with just one testicle.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get one of those Unos.
Oh, yeah. Look at that smile on your face. Smile of satisfaction.
Swanee's so mad. I love it. Getting caught off guard. Swanee's like banning her from the show now. You're a regular. Hey, Ann.
Yes.
Weird body quirk. It all comes full circle.
Yeah, I do have a third nipple.
There we go. Nice. We have located a third nipple.
And where is your third nipple?
It's on my bra line right underneath the actual one.
Oh, so is it fully formed? Like it's just like another one?
Fully formed.
Kind of, sort of. Actually, when I was pregnant with my daughter, my doctor asked me if it was lactating.
The daughter had to be so confused. Like, wait a minute, this isn't supposed to be this close to the other one?
I know. If I didn't already have a complex, asking me that, like, just put me over there.
This is the weirdest show ever. rogue thumbs, one testicle, lactating third nipple. We're hitting all the high points. It's Story Friday around here. We get all the stories all set to go, all finished up. Ready?
Yeah.
Story Friday. You know, we were just talking football a second ago.
Yeah.
All sorts of football talk.
Yeah.
There are now football-scented candles.
What's that?
Marketing Dive says Babe Wine and the Candier brand are celebrating the start of another NFL season with three football-scented candles. You can get scents that include hashtag field goals. So it smells like grass, I think. Turf. Jockstrap sweat is another one they call it.
No, it's not.
Manly. Yeah, it's going to smell manly.
And nachos.
Oh, nachos! I was expecting beer.
Each candle costs $29. Should have got that for Whip for his birthday this weekend. Some jockstrap sweat candles.
Yeah.
I can produce my own.
Nice. Okay, that's a little too much.
Yeah, disgusting. But
the new Scream movie coming out. We keep hearing more and more about that.
We do.
Neve Campbell has signed up. She's going to be back. Along with Courtney Cox and a host of others. Everybody's involved in the upcoming franchise relaunch. She joins the previously announced Scream gang of David Arquette, Courtney Cox, as Dewey Riley and Gale Weathers, and new cast members Jack Quaid, Dennis's kid, we told you about him, and a host of others. It is a January 14th, 2022 release date.
Thinking ahead.
All right, let's go to the small screen from the big screen. There is a new spinoff for Blackish, the TV show Blackish.
I love that show.
Yeah, the new spinoff is called Oldish.
Really?
Oh, yep.
That's great. I bet. Okay.
Oldish is going to center on Earl Pops Johnson and Ruby Johnson, played on the flagship series by Lawrence Fishburne and Jennifer Lewis.
Okay.
Yeah, they're on Blackish, and now they're going to star in Oldish.
Makes sense.
Which will hit so many like millennial and different generational things, probably.
Because they're old?
Yeah, like how they interact with the world since they're old.
That's true.
How does that make it millennial?
Because the new world is millennial.
Oh.
So Lawrence Fishburne will be
the
like...
the world is all ours,
exactly.
Not them.
So a lot of...
How they decide to respond to our world.
Well, it's just, you know...
Lawrence Fishburne looking confused about all the millennial stuff. That's the whole show.
Nonstop comedy. Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos... have signed a two-movie deal with Lifetime. Don't ask me why, but they have.
Wow. Yeah. Well, okay, I could see them doing that. I mean, they're just lovey-dovey, and they're going to do some romantic comedy or something, right?
No, I don't know. I'm not going to watch it. So
you don't care.
Deadline Hollywood says the new Tiger King TV series has been greenlit and is being developed for Amazon and will star Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's another one with Kate McKinnon. I think it's a separate one.
Yeah, that's a separate one. This is the Netflix one, the Kate McKinnon something else.
But it is Tiger King related. Or maybe she's Carol Baskin. I forgot.
Speaking of Nicolas Cage, I watched one of the most horrible movies ever that I have watched 50 times starring Nicolas Cage, Con Air. You ever watch that one?
Oh, no.
Got a little John Malkovich in that.
I always see National Treasure, though. Yeah, I love National Treasure, too.
No, that's a fairly good movie. Con Air is a terrible movie.
Bad movie?
It's John Cusack.
Oh.
John Cusack in that.
Forgot about it.
Chrissy Teigen, or do you say Teigen, reveals she's on bed rest for 2 weeks.
She's pregnant, on
bed rest. You might have seen that.
Didn't even know.
Sitting around watching Lifetime movies produced by Mark Consuelos. Or maybe heading over to the Queen's place. Queen Elizabeth is hosting public drive-in movies at her private estate.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Starting September 25th, the Royal House will open up for a handful of drive-in showings of titles that include 1917, The Greatest Showman, Moana, and A Star is Born.
Cool.
Additional movies on the September lineup are Bohemian Rhapsody. We were talking about Freddie Mercury before. Toy Story, that one's for you, Whip.
Oh, that's nice.
And Rocket Man, that I've been meaning to watch about 65 different times and just can't start it.
You haven't had time.
Just can't get to it. Other couple quick talk show notes. We were talking Kelly Ripa a second ago. Kelly Clarkson is dropping hints about a first album since filing for divorce, saying it's been very therapeutic.
I bet. And
it's okay to not be okay, Kelly. At least that's what Demi Lovato says.
Yeah.
We'll play more of that later this hour.
Good.
The former housekeeper for Ellen alleges that Ellen would take pleasure in firing people and is the worst person I've ever met.
Whoa.
Oh,
more dirt.
Isn't there something? You don't want to see any bad news. I don't know. There was just always a part of me that never quite bought the Ellen act as the nicest person around that they sold for like 10 years.
Yeah, I will also give you credit for this. I thought about this. I actually thought about this. So I remember when she used to do the stuff where she would scare the crap out of the guest stars. And you actually said on the air, that's so mean, and yet she gets away with it because she's Ellen. You said that on the radio.
You know, because she would have them sitting there and then people would jump out at them and she would laugh and it would scare the hell out of people.
Yeah.
Why is that mean?
If I did that, people would be like, that's so mean. You're scaring Selena Gomez to a point of almost crying. It's so mean.
Yeah.
Ellen does it. It's hilarious.
Well, she does it repeatedly throughout the internet. Like,
well, she's got the game show where she basically, you know, drops people off ledges.
That is true. Ellen's a game of games.
The baby named Karen continues to fall in U.S. popularity, it says the Social Security Administration. basically, because nobody wants to be a Karen right now.
Karen. It's hard to be a Karen.
Yeah, don't be a Karen. The $15 cake shield is now out. You see, last night during the football game, the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, had the full shield going.
All fogged up.
The $15 cake shield helps you blow out birthday candles minus the germs.
How does that work?
I've been thinking about that because we have a birthday here today, and we might not be able to share the cake if you...
How do you blow it out through the shield?
Well, it says it's made from the Food and Drug Administration-approved recycled polystyrene and allows the candles to be placed on top of the box to be blown out, all while keeping the cake free of any germs. So it's like a shield that goes over the cake, but the candles can fit on the shield.
Okay.
You can blow them out and then remove the shield.
I thought it was
a face mask that you wore that somehow let...
That's what I was thinking.
And finally on Story Friday, let's go to TikTok. A couple of TikTok notes. Woman pops out eyeball on TikTok.
Ew.
See that one?
No.
Selena Moreno of Los Angeles went viral yesterday on TikTok after she popped out her prosthetic eyeball. Several internet trolls told her that she had a lazy eye without knowing that she had her right eye removed. Selena was talking about lazy eyes when she popped out her prosthetic eyeball and said, I got it to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for her.
And finally, there is a nasty TikTok challenge going on right now, you might have seen. The new TikTok challenge is trending online where people dress in superhero costumes, enter big box retailers and supermarkets, and pass gas on the store's loudspeakers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's come to that.
I feel like you'd want to try
this
one.
That's what we're doing to pass the time.
Yeah.
So you go into Target dressed as Aquaman and access the service desk and rip one over the microphone.
Oh, God.
All to post to TikTok. Which is fine because everybody knows that Aquaman is completely useless. Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning Podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.